Picture description advanced. It is an amazing photo with a beautiful, majestic horse capturing a moment when a young child is happily enjoying a relaxing moment in the saddle, lovingly touching the side of the horse with the palm of her hand. An outsider to horse riding, like me, might have doubts, wondering whether she's not too young to start riding and if it's not too dangerous for her. But I suppose an experienced rider would have no difficulty giving a good answer and calming such concerns. It may sound strange, but I've never ridden a horse, and actually, I wouldn't even jump at the opportunity, as I must confess I would be afraid of it. But I have friends who are great enthusiasts of horses, and I know a thing or two about horses and riding from them. So I could say that riding is an exhilarating activity, horse control, balancing, and rhythmic movement together. It exercises all the muscles of the body and requires constant concentration from the rider. Moreover, we could even say it's an art that can only be learned, felt, and enjoyed over many years, and the resulting harmony between horse and rider can only be experienced through a lifetime of learning. In the past, it was a common mode of transport, but nowadays people normally ride for pleasure, tradition, or sport. Horse riding can also be used for therapeutic purposes. I've heard that it has a positive effect on children's development by improving their physical and mental well-being, and can be used in many areas for therapy, for example, for autistic or hyperactive children, or children suffering from disabilities and anxiety. It can improve their motor coordination and concentration. For a long time, horse riding was largely a male activity, particularly in Western countries, but nowadays it attracts an increasing number of women as well. Besides horse riding fans, there are also those who are very critical of horse riding, saying it's a sport and hobby for the rich, and only they can afford it, which is not fair. And animal rights activists, for their part, argue that horses are often mistreated and viciously exploited. I admit that there may be some truth in what they say, but for me, their arguments are not convincing enough, because in almost every walk of life and every field or activity, there are those who abuse opportunities in a selfish or insensitive way. But that, in my opinion, does not detract from the fact that horse riding is a great opportunity for exercise, for experiencing and enjoying close relationships and interaction with animals for a great many people, even if I myself have not experienced it and, to be honest, do not even feel the lack of it.